Listen, twice. Mill Knots has a new low price. Mill Knots has a new low price. And a new label, too.
Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. And now, here with Music on Records is Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Joe Foss, and once again for Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum from coast to coast, and I think maybe around the world, because radio signals don't bend. We're all set to play a lot of music for you for the next quarter hour and present for the very first time on the combined stations of the CBS network for Wrigley Spearmint, a charming and talented young singer of songs for the RCA Victor people, for whom we are indebted to Joe Carlton for being nice enough to bring her into our studios today to launch a career of a brilliant young performer. Her name is Bonnie Scott, and you'll meet Bonnie in just a moment or so, right after we meet an old-time performer, but one who is always young in the hearts of the people everywhere. His name is Mr. Perry Como, and his song, The Girl with the Golden Braids.
I'm in love with the girl with the golden can't live without the girl with the golden braids.
I saw a gal of golden hair dancing as I played. Never saw a gal so fair as the girl with the golden braids. I was traveling with a band, came to town and stayed. Knew I'd have to seek the hand of the girl with the golden braids.
Oh, dance, girl, dance and sway, dance and steal my heart away. So many fellas stand in line, but I knew you'd be mine.
Yes, you'd be mine. Knew I had to take a chance, so I made a trade. Gave my fiddle for a dance with a girl with the golden braids. Now I'm through forevermore, Roman never paid. Found the life that I adore with a girl with the golden braids.
Oh, dance, girl, dance and sway, dance and steal my heart away. So many fellas standing in line, but I knew you'd be mine.
Oh, you'd be mine.
Sway, dance and steal my heart away. So many fellas stand in line, but I knew you'd be mine.
You'd be mine. Now the boys are talking of my last serenade. Lucky me, I'm so in love with the girl with the golden braids. Ever since that night in June, life's a rosy shade. Dancing on my honeymoon with the girl with the golden braids.
Oh, dance, girl, dance and sway. Dance and steal my heart away. So many fellas stand in line, but I knew you'd be mine. Dance, girl, dance and sway. Dance and steal my heart away. So many fellas stand in line, but I knew you'd be mine. Yes, I knew you'd be mine.
Well, there he is, Mr. Perry Como, a gentleman who is off one tremendously big hit called Round and Round, and now right back with another one. And believe you me, it couldn't happen to a finer boy. Perry Como, the master barber who still carries the tools of his profession, both the shears and the card and the union and all the rest of the rigmarole, and maybe even some lather shave. I don't know whether they still do it, but I remember in my youth, they used to, and that wasn't too many years ago, a couple of hundred, the barbers used to give the kids a little something as a present after they were quiet in the chair, and usually it was Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum. Little did I think in those days when I had a lot of hair and it required cutting, that one day I would be working for the Wrigley folks, and they're wonderful people to work for. But I don't suppose that even working for them and getting paid regularly is as nice as the enjoyment that I used to get from the stick of Wrigley Spearmint after the haircut. Maybe the same thing happens in your local community, in your small town, or your big city. Maybe the barbers are just as nice as they used to be in the old days and give the kids a stick of gum. And if they do, don't you worry for a moment that your youngster is getting anything but the product that's good for him, because Wrigley Spearmint is pure, it's healthy, and healthful, and delicious. So don't wait until the kids get a haircut, Mama. You have plenty of Wrigley Spearmint around the house all the time because it never spoils their appetite. Wrigley Spearmint, a swell product kids in every generation enjoy. But when you get it today, get it by that name. Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. You'll like it. Well, let's talk to a discovery of a good friend of mine, Joe Carlton, from the RCA Victor people, who has done so many tremendous hits. both as a careerist with Mercury when he was A&R man, and more recently with RCA Victor for the past 5 years. Joe has come up with a lot of talent, but I don't know that any of it is any greater than the young lady that is seated across from us today at our CBS microphone. Her name is Miss Bonnie Scott. Bonnie, I certainly want to thank you for your appearance here. Thank you very much.
Oh, it's a pleasure being here.
I am alerted to the fact that you are still very much in your youth, still a teenager. You
yes,
want to tell
I
us how old you are?
16.
That's a lovely age. What do they say, sweet 16 and never been kissed, don't they?
They say that.
They do. Very good. Bonnie, you're a Philadelphia girl originally and moved out to California?
At the age of 4.
Was it with the thought that there was a career lurking in the background? Did Mom and Papa spot a talent?
No, they didn't. Just for parties and stuff. Little Bonnie got up and sang and danced, but there was really nothing.
Well, now, actually, was dancing your career before you went into the singing?
Well, I wasn't. I went to dancing school like every other little girl, and I went to Louis de France dancing school.
Uh-huh.
And he accidentally heard me sing one day, and he gave me a scholarship there for dancing and singing for 2 years, because Mommy couldn't pay for the singing or the dancing, so he was just great, and he helped me so much.
Well, now, was this about the same time that you went into motion pictures? I know that you have a few pictures
to
your credit.
Yes.
What sort of work did you do in pictures? Frankly, the name doesn't ring a bell
No, me. You probably never even saw me, but I sang a little bit and danced and played the piano in one picture. And
You want to tell me the pictures? I'm sure that some of our audience, perhaps I will recall then, of having seen you.
Well, Vicky at 20th Century Fox, and Love is Better Than Ever at MGM, and Beware My Lovely at RKO.
Uh-huh.
And
Well, now, are you under motion picture contract now?
No, I'm not.
You're out of the motion pictures, and you're going to pursue the career as a singer.
Yes.
Now, there's always an interesting background, I know, to how girl singers are discovered by the boys who produce the talent, like Mr. Carlton, for instance. What was the circumstance that prevailed in your young life that Joe Carlton knew that there was a young lady by the name of Bonnie Scott?
Well, I made a demonstration record for a songwriter, and the songwriter took up the record to Henry Monet, who was then an A&R man at RCA. And he heard the song, and he told the songwriter he didn't like the song, but he wanted to meet me. So that's how I got to
RCA. He liked the singer, but
Victor.
Not the song. Well, then you went up to see Mr. Carlton, or rather Mr. Renee first.
Yes.
And he spotted in you a talent, and he said, now wait until the big boss comes out from New York?
Well, no, we were going to record. And then Mr. Renee had to go back east, and finally he isn't an A&R man there anymore.
Uh-huh.
So Mr. Carlton came out. And I walked into his office, and he was sitting there, not looking too happy, and he barked
out. Well, that's
out.
Joe Carlton.
He frightened me to death. I was
did
so
really?
Scared of that man.
So what did he tell you to do? Practice up on a couple of songs? He'd take you into the studio?
Yeah, he gave me a couple of songs the next day.
Was this material that he gave you to sing, to rehearse at home, or did he finally find other material later? This Deep Within Me side. Was this the first thing he gave you?
No, that wasn't the first thing.
And you came back into the studio. And did he have a full band there then?
Yes.
And that's when you made your first date.
Uh-huh.
Well, now, this is a real exciting thing for any person, and particularly for a 16-year-old. Have you ever thought, Bonnie, how much it's going to change your life? You'll have to leave school, I presume, won't you?
No.
You're going to stay in high school there?
I'm going to finish high school.
What high school are you in?
I go to a professional school, Hollywood Professional School, so it's easy for me to get out.
Tell me how those schools work, Bonnie. We've heard them mentioned a lot. How does a professional school work?
Well, the hours are very easy. They're from 8:45 to 12:45. They give you all your work at the beginning of the semester so you can space it out as you like in case you're busy working.
Oh, I see.
And you can take off to go on a tour, like I'm doing now.
Uh-huh.
And
Oh, in other words, you have a certain number of assignments in the course of the school year, and if you get 8 done in 1 week, then maybe you only have 2 the next week.
That's right.
And this is one of the slow weeks now for you, huh?
Yes.
How long will you be away from California on this disc jockey tour?
Around 10 days.
And then back to pick up the studies again and sort of wait because your whole career is in the laps of the gods, huh?
That's right.
Bonnie, I think it's just a swell song. I wonder whether or not this is you. Is this song Deep Within You, which has a pretty good beat to it. Is this the sort of music you like best, or do you like to sing love ballads?
No, I can sing them, and I like to, but I love the beat stuff the best. I just love it.
Well, this is typical of your group in the school. I suppose all of your girlfriends, boyfriends in the high school Like rock and roll, don't they?
Yeah.
And yet, surprisingly enough, I wouldn't call this rock and roll, would you?
No.
Not in the true sense of the word.
No,
there's a little bit of a rim shot there on the drum, a couple of places. But it's a swell song. It's got a good storyline, and that's what I always look for in a potential hit. Well, let's listen to it, Bonnie. We can talk a minute about it after it's over. This is Bonnie Scott, and it's our pleasure and pride to be able to present her first to the CBS Network. The young lady has never made an appearance before on radio or television, and so this is a first for Wrigley Spearmint. Let's listen to a swell new RCA Victor record, Bonnie Scott, Deep Within Me.
And deep within me, flame is burning. It's a love light that shines for you. If you don't let me show that I'm yearning, then the flame may die. And then what will I do? Deep within me, a dream I'm bearing of a lifetime for you and me. Hey, you've got to show me this dream that you're sharing, or an empty dream is all we'll ever see. There is so much I want to tell you. Don't my eyes show how I feel? It's not romance I want to sell you. From the bottom of my heart, this is real. Deep within me, I ache to hold you, but the answer is up to you. Just remember the things that I told you, for deep within me, I love you true.
That's Bonnie Scott, the very first play that that record has been given across the country. It's being delivered to disc jockeys all over the nation today and tomorrow and the next day. So, of course, your favorite disc jockey in your favorite community will have it soon. It's called Deep Within Me, done by Bonnie Scott. Bonnie, when I was talking to Joe Carlton a few moments ago, he told me some very exciting news. The RCA Victor people are doing something that I wish somebody would have thought to do a long while ago, and that's to start promoting girls singers so we get girls back on the popularity chart so we can start listening to something other than boys, because I don't dig them the most. You know?
I do.
Well, you see, that's what makes horse races, I guess, that difference of opinion. But this will stand you in good stead because you've got a swell record there. Now, this is an exciting trip. Have you ever been away from California before since you were four?
No, I haven't.
So this is the first time in airplanes, first time in the city of Chicago. What's your impression of the tour so far?
The airplane ride was fine, and I've only seen Chicago at night in a cab.
Uh-huh.
And that hasn't been much, but it's... I like it.
Well, I suppose Mama and all the relatives who are out there in California are hoping that their darling daughter is fine. So if we were allowed by the FCC to give a direct communication, anything you'd like to send to your mother in the way of a greeting?
No, I just wouldn't want her to worry or anything, you know.
I'm sure that she won't because you're in capable hands. Bonnie, thank you very much for making Chicago a port of call.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, dear. And I certainly want to thank Joe Carlton, our very good friend and a very talented gentleman who heads up the RCA Victor label, for his charm in bringing to us a wonderful girl singer by the name of Bonnie Scott. We've been here for Wrigley Spearmint, as we are every day. I hope that you'll have the delight and the pleasure and the convenience of Wrigley Spearmint whenever you want a good, delicious treat. You get Wrigley Spearmint today and enjoy it always. We'll be seeing you tomorrow at the regular time at your favorite dial setting, your CBS station. Until then, this is Howard Miller from Chicago, where we're sun-kissed today. A beautiful day in the Midwest. I hope it's this way where you are, and we'll see you tomorrow. Until then, goodbye for now from Chicago.
You've just heard The Howard Miller Show, with music on records brought to you by Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Tomorrow's guest, Win Strachey, on the CBS Radio Network.
There's outstanding romantic drama tonight on Channel 2's Late Show. At 11 tonight, see Man Proof, starring Myrna Loy, Walter Pidgeon, Rosalind Russell, and Francia Tone on WBBM-TV. Man Proof is the story of a young artist who cannot stop loving the wrong man. Man Proof will shock you. Man Proof will thrill you, but most of all, Man Proof will entertain you. See it tonight at 11 on WBBM-TV's Late Show.
This is WBBM-FM, Chicago.